Welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast, where we discuss dynasty strategy, rankings, and all things NFL. So get ready to geek out on fantasy football with your host, Rich Dotson.
And welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Rich Dotson. He's Garrett Price.
Yeah, I am.
It's just the two of us again.
Oh, yeah.
Back. Like I said yesterday, in the same clothes we were yesterday, which will always be the case because we will always do these shows.
Should we do a wardrobe change, like right in between?
No. Now, that would be stupid.
That would be stupid.
If anybody ever made a comment on YouTube and was like, hey, why are you guys in the same clothes you wore yesterday? I'd be like, because we recorded this show right after that show, immediately afterwards. That's why.
Maybe I'll just change clothes like six times during the show. Just keep every few minutes, just different outfit.
If we ever... we always put a whole bunch of content. We probably would be like, hey, we should probably like change shirts. Just like, I would see now. It's funny because we were talking about like before, like how like I know I would never get embarrassed about something, and then it's kind of like I would feel pretty stupid about like I'm doing wardrobe changes to make it look like I recorded a podcast on a different day.
On a different day.
Outside of just saying, yeah, dude, I recorded back to back. Like, what do I do? I mean,
recorded
what we do.
Six YouTube episodes today. What's the problem?
Now, if we did the Nerd Herd show and that was on tape, then that'd be a different outfit because it's a different day. But these different two day. Shows we record on the same day, back-to-back days, just release them on different days. So, all right. So today we're doing cells, though. So enough about our wardrobe malfunctions, me and Chan Jackson over here. And let's talk about some cells. And, I don't know about you. Both my guys are old. So
no, one of mine are young.
Mine are old.
I love one of your cells. I don't love the other one. So I don't know if you're doing tight ends or wide receivers first, but we'll get into which one I like and which one I don't of yours.
Hey, Dynasty Nerds. It's time to take your Dynasty game to the next level with FFPC's Dynasty Startup Leagues. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, FFPC has a league for you with entry fees ranging from $100 up to $5,000. Choose from a variety of formats, including Superflex, Best Ball Superflex, Triflex, 1QB, and Standard. With weekly lineups, waivers, trades, head-to-head matchups, and playoffs, FFPC's fully managed leagues provide the ultimate dynasty experience. Most importantly, the leagues are here to stay. FFPC has never had a dynasty league fold. They manage the entire commissioner experience from buy-in management to fulfilling your orphans. FFPC is the perfect place to expand your dynasty league portfolio. And here's the best part. As Dynasty Nerds listener, you can get $25 off any entry fee as a new member when you use the promo code NERDS. Head over to myffpc.com now to draft your team, manage your roster, and dominate your league with FFPC. That's myffpc.com. Promo code NERDS for $25 off any entry fee for new members. FFPC, where dynasty dreams become a reality.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so I'm going to dive in here first, my wide receiver. And what makes it tough about this player is how he finished the year. So,
okay, this is the one I don't like. So I'm curious to see your reasoning.
It's Stephon Diggs. When I got done doing everything I had to do in my time, I'm like, man, this is tough to put out there because it's going to be hard to get fair value on Diggs on perceived perception of like what he just did. You can't use a selling point like, oh, when it switched over to Joe Brady, that's when his numbers dipped. No, that's when his numbers were bad. He was still doing bad before Joe Brady. And this is a guy, when you look overall finish, he had 107 catches. He finished 13th overall in yards. He had 1,183 yards. And he dominated early in the season. I mean, he was on pace for over, 1,700 yards, I think he was on pace for. In total, he had 107 catches, like I said, 1,183 yards, 8 touchdowns. And that was all at 23. But, you know, the bad side was the second half of the year where he had pretty much 49 catches, 620 yards, and five scores. Those all had happened in the first 6 weeks of the season. He didn't have any 100-yard games after week six. He had four games where he didn't even score 30 yards. Multiple games under 50 yards. In the playoff games, he had 52 yards, 21 yards. And he's older. You know, I mean, this is a player who's turning 30 this year. And I think the selling point is, I think the problem is that you probably can't sell Diggs right now unless somebody's trying to get value out of him. But at the same time, I mean, Diggs isn't going anywhere. Like, he's in Buffalo. Brandon Bean just doubled down on Stephon Diggs the other day. He said, this is our number one guy. We're going to make it work. He's good enough. And I would not be surprised if Diggs comes out and does well next year. But these are the kind of players that, like, you just don't want to miss the boat on the floor falling out from under. So you, like, this might be a deal, like, where, like, you go get, like, my buy off of yesterday's episode, Marvin Mims. Like, hey, I'll give you Stephon Diggs. I want Marvin Mims plus. Like, now what that plus is, I'm not going to sit here and talk about this player plus for Diggs because every league's different. Every team that has Diggs is going to have a different roster. So you're going to have to see what that plus is on that roster that fits your team. But I kind of feel, Garrett, about this where, like, I'm somewhat comfortable even taking, like, a small loss on it. Like, okay, where, like, I lose to trade if I can get youth and a player the least of that I like. If I can get, you know, if I'm into the, if I was a contender, if I'm not a contender, if I was not a contender, if I can get into the back end of the first and just get a first straight up for Diggs and get an upside receiver, I'm there. Because, like I said, he's not going anywhere. Like, he's under contract. He just signed that contract extension for 2022. So technically he's under contract to 2026. And they don't have an out until after this year. But even after this year, Garrett, it's a $22.247 million dead cap hit. And he's making $18 million.
Yeah.
So, and those numbers, when you say, oh, we'll take the cap hit and just be fine with it. Cap hits like that are cool to take when you're rebuilding, you're restructuring your roster. The Bills are not in that situation. The Bills are not a team that could just go ahead and eat $23 million in dead cap. So the odds of Stephon Diggs being on the Buffalo Bills for the next 2 years with Josh Allen are extremely high. Like, they're very high percentile. Like, everything I'm saying this guy's a buy almost.
And I think that's my thing with this is I think he's actually a buy at this point because, honestly, he's still going to be in a good situation. He's still a good receiver. I don't think he's fallen off the face of the earth. I think we just kind of need to get him a little bit more help with Kincaid emerging a little bit more, the coverage not shifting to him a little bit more. Like, I think that's the thing. And his value has dropped so much in the eyes of most people, honestly, that I think he's kind of gotten to that point where he's actually a buy. So that's why I had an issue with it. Not because I don't agree that he's fallen off and he's lost value. I just think there's a chance that he gains value over the next year or so. Or not, I shouldn't even say gains, but maintains. Like, I don't think the bottom is really dropping out for him. So that's why I didn't love the Diggs one personally.
I don't love the turmoil. The fact that he is tied to Josh Allen. And honestly, Garrett, I mean, he's due in 2024. His cap number in 2024 is $27.8 million.
That's a lot.
So you feel like anything, they'd like restructure his deal and make it out even more like that, like put that money out even more. So he's really tied into the team over that deal. It's just, I am just so worried about, like, Diggs has got that, like, diva personality where things don't go right. Like, he can get, like, real, he can get sideways. I know he says he wants to be in Buffalo. Again, he's not going anywhere in Buffalo. His contract becomes fully guaranteed in March 17th. And even after, like, 2024, going to 25, and 2026, where he's making $18 million, then he has a $13 million dead cap money on a $19 million salary in 2026. So it's kind of like, at some point they'd probably have to eat something. So you're right. There's a better chance he probably regains value. So maybe this is more of a, not a sell in January, but maybe this turns into,
wait till let's week see, 4 or 5. And
yeah,
then
like same exact thing where like he started off real hot this year, like weeks 1 through 6 was on pace for over 1700 yards. Like week 3, week 4, somebody's going to need a receiver, go down and then get out from Diggs. Cause then he's going to be going into the 31 year season.
Sure.
And then you're kind of protecting yourself from, another second half fall off. And then even if he doesn't, hopefully you'd get that first half of the season by. But maybe like this is a player, then you put a note wherever you put your dynasty notes, it's going, hey, come week 4, week 5, I've got to do everything I can to get Stephon Diggs off my roster, right? Like I like to put notes sometimes, like in my phone, like on players like that, like, hey, come week 4, week 5, I'll put an alert on my phone. Like I'll see what week 4 is to start the NFL season. I'll put an alert in my calendar. Like I'll do it now. Like I've been in a conversation saying, okay, check Diggs status, whatever. If he's doing well, be aggressive on the sell. See what you can do and get out from under him. Just as like a reminder, I might still remember, but I've seen this kind of story play out before, like with the Julio Jones, like all these good veteran Andre Johnsons, these good veteran receivers that they hit 31 and same thing. They even start the year off hot and all of a sudden starts to slow down a little bit. And after that slowdown, it just never picks back up. Like it just never for some reason, like that wall just hits. And I know I kind of talked myself into like he's the buy. But for me, I still feel very comfortable on trying to sell. And honestly, I have him in the league. I have him with Josh Allen. He was somebody that I considered this with last year. But I ran into the problem of...
You need him.
No. He started playing really bad.
Oh.
So, like, it didn't work out. Because I was like, I need to add more depth to my roster. I was like, I'm going to use Diggs as my depth player. Like, he's my oldest receiver. He was my best receiver. But I was like, yes, this is great. Like he's about to be 31 next year, going into next year. So like this is time for me to get out from Stephon Diggs. Like I keep track of those players on my teams when to get out of those receivers at 29, 30 years old.
Here's a couple recent trades. Tell me what you think about these trades that you can find in the Dynasty GM under the trade browser. These are in super flex leagues. Would you rather have Stephon Diggs and Kirk Cousins? Or would you rather have Jonathan Taylor?
In Superflex?
Mm-hmm. It's close.
I'd probably take Kirk Cousins to find Diggs.
Okay.
But really close.
Stephon Diggs or 3 24 seconds. Now, it's tough. We don't know exactly what pick it is. But 3 24 seconds.
Depends where my team is. Like if I'm rebuilding, I'd probably take the seconds, the 3 seconds. But that's tough. Now, I'd probably still lean. I'd rather just hold off the in season and gamble there and get a first. I'd rather just hold off.
Last one, Stephon Diggs for Amari Cooper.
I'd rather have Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Amari Cooper's coming off the best year he's ever had in football. Still, he looked absolutely dynamic last year outside that heel injury. He's going to be in the Browns next year. He's guaranteed $24 million this year. So he's for sure going to be on the roster as well. He's a number one receiver with a healthy Deshaun coming back. New offensive coordinator. We'll see Nick Chubb back at some point. I still expect the Browns to add another receiver there. So I think Amari Cooper, he was close to being one of my buys. But I loved Marvin Mims as my favorite buy. But Amari Cooper fell in that too for where his ADP is. I think he's a low-end wide receiver 1, high-end wide receiver 2 that you can get for in dynasty value, for very, very good value. And him and Diggs are close, but Amari Cooper's younger than Diggs as well. So I would take Amari Cooper there.
Is he?
Pretty easily. Yeah.
I don't know if he is.
Is it? Doesn't? I think he turned 31 this year and Cooper turns 30 this year.
Okay. That might be true. So there might be a year difference between them.
And trust me, when you're at this back end, every year counts.
That's a fair point.
It's like when you're 99 and you wake up, you're like, yes.
I'm 100. All right.
I asked myself at the time, I was like, what age am I going to be when the morning comes, I wake up and I'm just like, I look around and I'm like, yeah, still here, baby. just excited to wake up. I mean, to be fair, I'm excited to wake up now, but it is something you take for granted. You know, you're like, I gotta go to work. Like,
yeah, no, 100%.
I'll be retired by 40 years by then. Hey guys, let me tell you about our friends at Sleeper. Guess what? Our app is the mini is live on Sleeper right now. The Dynasty GM, pretty. You use the analyzer. That you can use the trade calculator. And my favorite thing is the inbox, right? Where all your trades from all your Sleeper leagues are right there. You can actually push trades through the actual Sleeper app. And right now, we couldn't be more excited to be partners with them. And right now, if you don't know, they are doing DFS. And I know how many people that play Dynasty play DFS as well. And right now, there's not a better place to play DFS than Sleeper. They're offering up to 100 times your entry, the highest payout in the whole DFS market right now. You can track your fantasy players and your Sleeper picks in real time. All you got to do is choose 2 to 8 of your favorite players from pregame, live in-game, or even across different sports. Pick more or less than predicted stats, and only on Sleeper you get up to 100 times your payout. You can share with your friends and get rewarded together. Make sure you use that promo code NERD so our friends know that friends sent them their way. And get your deposit match and have a good time. You have all your DFS, all of your fantasy leagues, and now even a Dynasty GM in one spot. It is fully operational inside Sleeper right now. And then when you're a Nerd Herd member, you get that full access to that. And remember, you also want to download the Dynasty Nerds app because they're both in there. Check it out. Check out our friend Sleeper. Check out the DFS. Use that promo code NERDS.
Get your whole estate
set. All right. Well, let's get to my cell here. This one feels tough for me, but I was trying to think of who's a player that I can get quite a bit for that I just feel like their value is inflated. And the player I kind of came away with, and part of this, I'll give you a little bit of credit here, Rich, was talking about the Dolphins offense. And I'm selling Jaylen Waddle. And I know that the biggest thing that people are going to say is, well, what happens if Tyreek Hill retires? Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But I can't live on if, ands, buts, and how far away it's going to be. I can't live on that. Right now, Jaylen Waddle is currently wide receiver 8. So he is still easily being treated as a top 10 wide receiver 1 type of player. And there's even people that'll put him, you know, sneak him ahead of Olave, which they're back to back in our Nerds ADP. So they'll sneak him ahead of Olave. Some might even take him ahead of Garrett Wilson as wide receiver 6. So you can find him really anywhere in that range. My issue is, are we going to get wide receiver production, wide receiver 1 production out of a guy like Jaylen Waddle? So this past year, Jaylen Waddle, let's see. Jaylen Waddle, now he did miss a few games, but he was wide receiver 34 on the season. He missed 3 games on the year. So obviously that played into it, but on a points per game basis, he's like wide receiver 21, 22. Like he still didn't have a fantastic season, but that's not even the biggest thing for me. The biggest thing for me is that he is not a player that I can trust week in, week out. Even last year, so let's go back to 2022, and he had a very good season, wide receiver 8 on the year. But here's his stat line. First 3 weeks, gangbusters, 17.7, 40.1, 15.1. The next 2 weeks, and this is in PPR, 5.9, 5.3. Then we're back up again. We're looking good. We're at 16.9, 12.8, 30.6, 19.5. Then over his next 4 games, only 10.6. 13.5 is okay. Then 1.9, 5.4. Back up into the 20s for the next 2 games, down to 8. 10. Like, the consistency level with Jaylen Waddle, even in his wide receiver one season, was all over the map. If I'm in best ball, I'm cool with that. I have no issue with that. But he wasn't even able to put up those type of numbers this season. I don't know if this is a regression for him. I don't know if it was an emphasis on Tyreek Hill. But this season, he didn't even really have those big games. He had only two games all season over 20 points. Two. That's it. Several games under 10. Because he only played, 14 games of the 17. Yeah. And he still had one, two, three, four, five game, four games under 10 points. So you're not giving me even the high ceiling as often, and we're still valuing him there. And look, I get it. We can't base everything on what they've done before. We have to plan ahead. We have to speculate out. I get all that. I'm just not confident that if I'm going to pay wide receiver one prices, that I can consistently get wide receiver one value. Even if you give me somebody that's averaging a point less per game, but they're over 10 every week, give me that all day. So for me, I know he's a good player. I know he's tied to an exciting offense, but I feel like this is one of those players that you can sell kind of high and get very similar production out of several other players.
Yeah, I'm a big Jaylen Waddle fan, so like I'm not in on this. I wouldn't be selling Jaylen Waddle. Really like his game. Think he's super talented. Did struggle this year from overall fantasy football production guy. You know, after coming off back-to-back years where he's a top 10 fantasy receiver as a rookie and as a sophomore. So he had that junior slump. Looking for him to rebound. I think we'll know more after this season. But again, I mean, then you know, there's a chance for you to lose value on Jaylen Waddle if that's the case, but I think he rebounds in 2024. I think he's a very dynamic player. I think his shelf, I would sell this. I do think his shelf life is shorter than most long-term, like number one receivers. Definitely the way his game is predicated is on, which is like he dominates with speed. So he's definitely a player that I would have earmarked as somebody I'd want to get out from probably. You know, probably 2 to 3 years from now. But right now, like same thing, like I'd be worried I'm selling at a low mark on a player that I really liked his college tape a ton. And I loved what he's done his first 2 years in the NFL and the opportunity that Tyreek Hill will retire after this season.
And that's very well a possibility, but you were talking about consistency and your frustrations with Ja'Marr Chase. This is Ja'Marr Chase 2.0.
I mean, he's no Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, he's got no Anthony Richardson level consistency. So let me ask you this. He is currently, like I said, wide receiver 8. If I dip down into our wide receivers 13 through 17. Wide receivers 13 through 17. If you could get an OK plus, let's say second round pick, something like that. Would you take any of these players with a second round pick, or would you rather have Jaylen Waddle? Devontae Smith, Drake London, DJ Moore, Brandon Ayuk, Michael Pittman.
Yeah, I would take all those guys in a second.
Yes. And that's the thing for me. If I can, you know, because in a startup right now, Jaylen Waddle's going 212. All of those guys are going in the fourth round. Those are all fourth round picks. You can, if you drop two rounds in a startup, you're getting a second. You better be getting a first, you know, if you're going to do that. Now, I don't know if you'll be able to do that in a straight up trade, but in a startup, you could probably get a first to drop two rounds. Probably. So that's the kind of move that I'm looking to make. It's not that I think Jaylen Waddle is a bad player. Yeah. I just think you can save some money or not money, but you can save value and get very similar production and get something else on top if you take one of those types of guys.
So you're on the same boat I was last week. Like, I love both my cells. It's just I thought, like, hey, this is a lateral move. Same thing. Like, you move these guys for the slight perceived downtick plus a little bit on top. So I for what that trade, yeah, like, I would love to get Michael Pittman Jr. I would love to get DJ Moore. I'm a massive
Yeah.
I have been. Not even during his breakout year. I've been on DJ Moore since his rookie year. I love that guy. I got so many shares. So, like, if I can get DJ Moore plus a second, 100%. If I can get Devontae Smith plus a second, yeah, I would do it. So, all those guys. The one guy that I might be hesitant on to do that, I think now that I'm thinking about it, is like Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. Because I think we're talking about almost the same player. Yeah. Sure. Like, that makes sense. So, like,
yeah, that's fair.
Almost, and I think Waddle offers a higher ceiling than Ayuk because of the less that's around him.
Sure.
So we'll see. Because I mean, they paid Debo big money. They Tockett's inside money. They got to sign Brock Purdy. Like, is there gonna be money for Brandon Ayuk? You know, definitely with Christian McCaffrey and that defense they have too. Like, I don't know if there'll be money for Ayuk. Who knows how they work it out? So overall, I love it as a lateral move how you presented it.
Okay.
Fair. All right. All right, so for my tight end sell, like I know that, again, this is an older player, and it might seem like a chalk talk, but if you look at ADP, and current ADP right now, this guy is tight end 2 overall, then this is a player that if I had any shares across the board, I am a 100% selling, and that's Travis Kelce. This is somebody who is 34 years old. And I know, listen, he just came out and said, dude, I'm playing. I have no urge whatsoever to quit. Like, I don't plan on quitting anytime soon. Kudos, Kels. Kudos. Love you. All time. First ballot Hall of Famer. Love seeing my buddy up there in the box with Taylor Swift celebrating. He's super good friends with Travis Kelce. But he's 34 years old. He turns 35 October 5th. Like, that's unprecedented for, you know, any receiver slash running back to produce at a high level. And, you know, he produced at another high level again this year, except for when he mattered most, which was the playoffs. The fantasy playoffs this year, 7.8 points, 9.4, 4.6. Had some good playoff games, but those were somewhat depressing in PPR leagues. And right now, this is strictly on... This might be, and if this isn't the last year, then next year is for sure. But like, I'm not risking it for where Travis Kelce is. The fact that, you know, this is even a quarterback, like I'm considering this offers. Like, what you can get for a tight end, arguably the greatest fantasy tight end of all time, and Travis Kelce. These are all recent trades in the trade finder that I saw. And these are all after the season. So the season's over with. In Superflex, he went. This is the most recent trade on January 16th. He went for a 24 first. And another Superflex league, he went. It was Kyle Pitts and Javonte Williams for Kamara, Kelce, and a third.
Well, somebody did a great job at getting younger there.
Yeah, great job. In another league, he went for a 25 first. In another league, he went for. It was Kelce and a fourth for T. Higgins in a PPR league. So. He is still being perceived by ADP and the Dynasty Nerds Trade Finder as a top 2, top 3 overall fantasy tight end. And he finishes tight end 3 this year, which is great. But you're talking very, very, very small window here of production because unless he's the greatest outlier of all time, for him to produce, again, he's going to be 35 October 5th. So when the season's a month in, he's 35. And then a year after that, he's going to be 36. Like, it's just going to be hard for him to... And he's had a lot of surgeries. He's had a lot of things taken care of. And odds here are all working again. And he's so due. And I don't want to put that mojo on anybody. But this is one player, Garrett. And when I'm saying I'm a contender, I don't like to mess with my roster. This is one player, even if I just won the championship or I feel like I'm close, I can't pass up on that value. I feel like I'm doing a disservice to my team long-term on getting rid of a guy like Travis Kelce. And to be realistic, like when he's scoring, what was Travis, his points per game was? Travis Kelce's scoring this year, he averaged 14.6 points per game. If I could bump down to a Cole Kmet and lose that 4 points per game, but then get like a T. Higgins or a first round pick, and on top of that, like I could live with that. If I had to bump down to a Dallas Goedert at 9.7, you know, and drop down 5 points per game. I feel like whatever I can do, like whoever's my number two tight end is, I feel like whatever I get in return could probably get me pretty close to offset that 14 points per game, right? Like if I get in T. Higgins, like that one person did, T. Higgins is probably going to go sign somewhere as a number one receiver and probably going to get you anywhere from 12 to 14 points per game. If I go out there and get a first round pick and get a receiver with upside, then I'll take that in place. But this is a player where I feel like if we don't make this move now, it's only going to get worse. And I feel like even the longer you wait going into this season, like the more people realize, Travis, because he's also coming off some big playoff games, right? Where he just scored a couple touchdowns. Yep. He just scored two touchdowns too. So like people are like, yeah, it's still Travis Kelce.
He's back.
But when people are looking at rosters and looking at trades like later in the year and they're going, oh, you're sending me Travis Kelce? Like he's going to be 35 years old. I don't know if I want to give you T. Higgins. He just signed that deal. Like he's the number one receiver now in Arizona or wherever he's going to go. So Travis Kelce, I know it sounds chalky to say, oh, sell the super old tight end. But like you said before, like you're just, I'm looking at ADP and value.
Yeah.
And the market value is still saying this guy is worth mucho bucks. And I'm finally getting out from Kelce. Listen, if you can't be tight end one overall, then you got to go.
Look, I'm with you because at first I was like, well, yeah, of course. But you're right. Like the data is telling us people are still valuing crazy guys. He's going 308 on average in the January Superflex tight end premium ADP. He's going ahead of Mark Andrews, ahead of Hockenson, ahead of McBride, ahead of Kyle Pitts. I would literally rather have all of those players straight up. Dalton Kincaid at 7 would rather have him. It's not till we even get into the Kittle and Njoku area that I'm even considering straight up who I would rather have. Like that's the range where I'm start to like, I'd probably take Kelce on the chance that he's still that guy. So you're telling me that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tight ends that people will give you straight up and maybe even a plus to take?
Yeah.
All day.
And I would love to do that. I would love to, like I said, of like, you know, if you had Kelce for a while, you're like, you're used to having a good tight end. Instead of like doing the T. Higgins or 24 first, I would love to be able to get like Trey McBride, David Njoku, Cole Kmet, Dalton Kincaid,
yeah,
Kyle Pitts, Jake Ferguson, them, and just a little plus, right? Like almost like what you said a second, like that much. Cause like, I just want to make the lateral move, have that safety net at tight end, like get a David Njoku who's literally averaging 2 points less per game, which is nothing. Like if I can get David Njoku plus a second for Travis Kelce, I'm all over it. If I can get Cole Kmet and maybe 2 seconds, I'm all over it. Right? Like something like that. Like just kind of the same thing like you mentioned before with Jalen Waddle. Give me the one of those guys like right below that people are taking right below, but then give me a little second on top in a deep draft class, definitely in super flex leagues. And I feel really good about it. We're like, now you have 2 seconds. Maybe you can package those 2 seconds, get back up to the late first. That's where there's probably some pretty good value at the running back position possibly as well. You want to get a running back or maybe like the 18th receiver off the board somewhere along those lines. Sure. So, yeah, sure. I mean, sometimes the Grim Reaper is coming. And there ain't no stopping it. And unfortunately, the sickle's out and that he is at Travis Kelce's doorstep. It's just about how long it's going to take him to pick that lock. He's got some bony fingers, so I'm not going to be too surprised he gets in there pretty quick.
Yep. No, I'm with you, man. I think it's tough because he's had such a good ride, but you can still fetch a pretty penny. Capitalize while you can because could he still have 2 more awesome years in him? Sure. But could you easily be left holding the bag? Absolutely.
And listen, if you have Travis Kelce, which is, to be fair, I have 0 Kelce shares anymore at this point in all my leagues. He had to have left a bad taste in your mouth because he didn't get score over 10 points in the playoffs. Like he did nothing. Even if he somehow managed to get through the championship game where he scored you like 4 points, like it's this, you got to be like, yeah, thanks for getting me here, but thanks for not helping me when it really mattered most.
Yep, 100%. Last one here. I ended up going with Dallas Goedert. And I was sad to go with Goedert because I actually like him quite a bit. And I have a decent amount of shares across all my teams. But I feel like if there was a poster child for the dead zone tight end, it's Dallas Goedert. Over his entire career, basically. So this year, he averaged 9.7 points per game. Right around that same range, Dalton Schultz had 10 points per game. Taysom Hill, 9 points per game. Hunter Henry, 8.6 points per game. Darren Waller, 9.4 points per game. Are any of those players other than Goedert getting you very excited? Absolutely not. But we still get excited when we hear Dallas Goedert because he's a talented tight end and he's tied to a good offense. And so in our minds, we're like, oh yeah, Dallas Goedert. That's the guy. One, he's not like a young tight end either. Like, he's at the point of his career where he should be in his prime. He's what, 28, 29? Let me double check here.
29.
Yeah, 29. So he's going to be 30 next year. He's not young at all anymore, and he's just consistently fine. You know, even past seasons, 10 points per game, 11.4 points per game. His highest was like 11.5 points per game, which is decent, but never elite. Never in that top six type of range. He just constantly lives there. But people are willing to pay more for him than they are for Dalton Schultz, than they are for Hunter Henry, than they are for all of these guys who sound a lot worse, but on a points per game basis are really similar. So this is one of those times where you need to get in one camp or the other, because you're a have not when you have Dallas Goedert. You just don't realize it. You don't realize it. You're exactly the same as everyone else in your league, except for those that have those top three or four guys. You're exactly the same. You just feel like you're better than that because of the name value. So for me, as much as I like Dallas Goedert and I think he's a good player, his situation is more than likely not going to be much different anytime soon there in Philadelphia. Maybe something happens with his contract at some point and he's able to go somewhere else, but even at that point, he's not going to be a spring chicken anymore. So as much as it pains me, I'm out on Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, man. The only bright side is the Eagles did fire their offensive coordinator today. So right. That kind of helps. But yeah, it's just so far with Jalen Hurts in this offense, it just, you know, once they drafted Devontae Smith, where they drafted him and then traded for AJ Brown, it was like the death sentence to Dallas Goedert. Cause like, yep, he's a third option on that team. Cause those guys are just too good. And when it comes to talent, Dallas Goedert is extremely talented. He's a super talented tight end, but you're right. Like, I loved what you said. Like, you're a have not without even knowing it. Like, he falls into that third tier of he's a good name, but you get the same production out of, if not slightly better, out of Dalton Schultz, which like you said, like, you can get, everybody's drafting Dallas Goedert over Dalton Schultz. You know, a guy like Logan Thomas from Washington, he scored like one more point per game and a point per game than Logan Thomas. So for me, I absolutely love Dallas Goedert. I think he's super talented, but at 29 years old on the roster he's in, I'd be okay with this as well. I'm definitely, you know what Dallas Goedert is a good person to trade to is you go into Dynasty GM, you go to the league analyzer, and you tap that tight end better button. It's going to filter all your leagues from worst to first to worst in tight end value in Dynasty. And you're just looking right there at 12, 11, 10, and those are teams you're targeting. This is what makes the Dynasty GM so great, right? Like, I need to go trade Dallas Goedert to. Who do I go trade to? You go into the Dynasty GM. You hit the league analyzer. You bring up that league. You sort the tight ends immediately. It's going to show you everybody who needs a tight end in your roster. He still holds the name value where you could probably finagle like Dallas Goedert plus for first. Like, I just, so for example, because you were talking
about
tight
end premium, and probably so.
So here's a league that I know that does not listen to this podcast. I hope. Old league I'm in, real old, probably like 13, 14 year old league at least. And I have Dallas Goedert, but I also have Dalton Kincaid. So I'm an offer to a team who has no tight end, essentially, none.
Okay.
But he's a contender. I'm also a contender. I'm offering him Dallas Goedert in my second for his first. 24 first.
Love it.
And this league is, if you ever hear me and Matt talk about a league that's old that we're in, that's not super active, this is the least active league that I'm in. it's a local league, so it's all guys that, like, it's a good buddy. It's a buddy of ours who's in our original Dynasty League.
Okay.
And
you started an offshoot?
Yeah, so he was like, he wanted, like, after being in the original Dynasty League, probably after, so that's 19 years old. So right around like 5 years of being at, he started another, this was the second Dynasty League I've ever joined. This was like 15 years ago. He started one with all his good buddies. And then Matt and another person in the original Dynasty Nerds League are in as well that he was friends with. But like, this is the kind of like, when it's the off season, like there's some unplug. People that just, they just unplug from it. So I hope he sees it. But yeah, those are kind of the offers that I'm trying to make. Like, right, like for Dallas Goedert right now, like find out in the league, analyze who's your tight end and kind of just move up. Like, I love those kind of trades too. We're like, hey, I'll give you this and that. And then, you know, I'll give you my second and Dallas Goedert for your first. People are like, oh, I'm getting Dallas Goedert. Same thing. Like you mentioned, name value to slide down a couple picks in a draft, like 9 picks. You're like, yeah, that's it, buddy. But that's the difference between you getting a potential really good player and just a role player who might never even make your active roster.
Yep, absolutely.
So, all right, love it. We'll be back next week. If you enjoy the show, make sure you leave us a rating review on your phone. It always helps the podcast this time of year. You hear us talk about the GM and analyzer. It's a great time to join the Nerd Herd, like last show. Right now, if you want to study rookies, the All 22 film is, that film room is absolutely loaded up with hundreds of hours of film. The GM tool, it's a perfect time of the year to get in that league. It's my favorite part of the GM is the league analyzer. Get in there, check out my team. More importantly, check out the rest of the team, where I stack, where they stack, what are their needs, what aren't their needs. Put in players in the trade browser to see real up-to-date trades that have been made. So out of all our leagues, Sleeper, MFL, all the league trades that are made in those leagues, they show up in our trade finder. So there are real trades in there to check them out. That, the trade calculator, so much more. There's never a good better time to join the Nerd Herd than today. Check it out. Get in there. We'll be back next week with a Superflex tight end premium startup mock draft.
Deuces.